The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Journey of the Soul. We have reached episode number 10. For those who have been with us from the start, you may have learned many things. For those who have just joined us today, inshallah, you will get to learn various things. And you might be able to go online, maybe on Madani Channel's YouTube page, maybe find the past episodes as well. You will find them very interesting and informative. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about something, again, unique. Heaven and hell, and what it means, what heaven and hell means, subhanAllah. In simple words, heaven is the peace of all peace, and hell is the punishments of all punishments. Heaven is the luxury of all luxury. It's a place for righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hell is this dungeon, a gloomy, scary, evil place for evil residents, those people who have gone away from the teachings of their prophet, those people who have gone away from the command of God. And inshallah, today we will try to walk through to some extent the different aspects of heaven and hell. I'm going to start with this hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in hadith al-Qudsi, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that I have prepared for my righteous servants something that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no heart has ever imagined such a thing. No heart has never crossed the mind or the heart of an individual. That is the description of Jannah, something that is beyond your wildest imagination. Do you know, sometimes we hear that in the year, for example, 2050, right, there will be flying cars, subhanAllah. So we make some kind of assumption, a theory, a hypothesis, and then if God's will wants it to happen, then we in the future see these kind of inventions. So these inventions, even though they do, when we see these inventions, we are taken back, and we kind of, you know, sit there and we are amazed that how far an advanced civilization has gone when we see construction and buildings so huge and so large, buildings that rise into the clouds, when we see vehicles that are so powerful and so advanced in technology, when we see aircraft and likewise different types of ships and submarines, we see different types of satellites, rockets. And we look at all these inventions, aeroplanes, we look at all these inventions, and there was a point where someone actually thought of these things and planned it out and then achieved that. So all these things were generally achievable, perceivable. Whereas Jannah is something that is beyond your wildest imaginations, and so beyond your wildest imagination that a person could not even perceive what Jannah is, subhanAllah. That one cannot sit here and say Jannah can be like this, it can be like this, it will have this in it. The Prophet ﷺ has given us a small amount of information regarding Jannah. And the information he has given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he explains Jannah and he says, for example, he says gardens, a person will have gardens with rivers flowing through them, rivers flowing underneath them. And that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. He says, this is the description of Jannah. Gardens you will have, rivers flowing under them. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us such a brief description? And the truth is, our mind cannot even imagine the reality of Jannah. Our mind cannot perceive the status of Jannah. Our mind cannot even imagine what Jannah would be like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a description that our mind can to some extent comprehend. Another hadith regarding the description of Jannah. Remember, these descriptions, like I mentioned, are very brief descriptions just to give you an aspect of the luxury and the privileges a believer will get in Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that in Jannah, a believer will have a house made from a single pearl. If you look at constructions and buildings today, the highest buildings, right, that take our breath away, or the largest building, the big palaces, the castles, the forts, when we look at them, they take our breath away. And all of these buildings are created from large bricks and different segments they are created with. But one could not imagine the entire building made out of pearl, which has been hollowed, subhanAllah. And the length of this palace of one sort would be 60 miles. And if this was in the dunya, one would become a shar'i musafir in his own home, subhanAllah. He will become a shar'i musafir in his own home, subhanAllah. Now this palace will have gardens. He'll have two gardens. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. Allah says in the Quran that the one who is fearful of his Lord, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, the station of his Lord, he'll get two jannas, subhanAllah. So the person, he will have two gardens. And all the utensils in this garden, all the decoration, will literally be plastered with gold and silver, subhanAllah. These descriptions are to show you the luxury one will be living within Jannah. That was a very brief description of Jannah. If a person was to really sit down and understand the complexity and the various different portals of Jannah, he would spend hours, months, years studying Jannah. Even then, he has not reached the first room of Jannah, subhanAllah. Let's now have a look at Jahannam and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the verses of the Quran have told us regards to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost protect us all from the fire of hell. On the day of judgment, hell will be dragged by 70,000 chains they will have on it. 70,000 chains. And on each chain, 70,000 angels will be dragging this humongous pit of fire. And this fire is the most vicious fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that its fuel is rock, stone, and humans. In the dunya, we burn some wood and we see how strong the flame is. And if you ever witness a volcano, you would see that the magma, the lava flowing out of a volcano is in essence rock. And the heat that is emitted, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that is the fire of hell. Is 70 times more intense than what you have in the dunya. So if you take the hottest flame in the dunya, the hottest flame, times that by 70. I'm going to mention a hadith. And this hadith is quite a long hadith, and an amazing hadith. And it kind of covers and tries to picture both Jahannam and Jannat together in one narration. This is an individual who was placed in the fire of hell. The scholars describe that he is the final person to leave the fire of hell. Yani, in one way to understand it, his parole time is near, and his sentence is nearly up. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He works in amazing ways. In the fire of hell, He must have spent such a period of time in the fire of hell for Him to be the last one. The suffering, the pain. And He will see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes this, He does this in such a way. On one side, you have this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the other side, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qahariyat, his power, or his firmness. And what happens is, all of a sudden, whilst this person's in the fire of hell and he's taking punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does something very remarkable, very unique. Across the boundaries of the fire of hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a tree in the sight of this hell dweller, of this person who is in the fire of hell. And He puts it inside His line of sight, this tree, and next to the tree there's like a river flowing, and there's fruits on the tree. And whilst this person is suffering in this pain, all of a sudden this tree captures his attention. He sees this tree and he says, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I beg you, grant me permission to go and sit near that tree. I will not ask for anything else. I just want to go and sit next to that tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, if I grant you this, will you ask for anything else? And he says, I will not ask for anything else. That's my one desire, my one request. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places him next to that tree. And he sits there. And he eats the fruit of the tree. He drinks the water from the stream. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the distance, He places a more beautiful tree. And this person, he sees that tree. And once again he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, can I, if you grant me permission, go next to that tree? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, if I grant you this, will you ask me for anything else? He says, no, I will not ask you for anything. This is all I want. He mesmerized by the tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places him under that tree, under the shade of that tree. He stays there. He drinks the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this again. He places another tree in the distance. And once again, this person says that, Ya Allah Azawajallah, can you put me next to that tree? He drinks the water on this third tree. And he stays there. He hears the sounds of Jannah. He could hear the people speaking in Jannah. He could hear the sounds of Jannah. And he's mesmerized by this. And he says, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't ask for anything else, but just put me inside Jannah. That's all I ask for. This is the summary of the narration. This is the summary of the narration. I've selected the words to some extent wisely. And he is then placed in Jannah. This is the story of a person who was the last person to exit the fire of hell, the last person to enter into heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most compassionate. And maybe narrations like this allow us to understand the magnitude of the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. He does want to give us those blessings. Do we want to take them blessings? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannah. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.